sitting here with Mark, coach from Microsoft. Why don't you tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do for Xbox Live Arcade?
Sure, yeah. I'm a program manager. Microsoft Plus program manager for Xbox Live Arcade. And so I work with, on the publishing side, I work with the developers of the game to bring their game to the Xbox Live Arcade platform. So, I handle multiple projects, and here at the show today at Digital Life, we're showing some of the games that have already been released on the service, and then there's quite a few that actually haven't been released yet. They're still under development, but giving people a chance to look at them.
Okay. To start off, I'm assuming you've been here since the initial rollout of Xbox Live Arcade.
I started about a year ago.
Okay.
So I came to Microsoft just before the launch of the Xbox 360.
Okay.
And I've been there since then. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your mind, what were the initial challenges in the very beginning of trying to roll this service out?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I wasn't there in the early days, because as you know, on the original Xbox, there was an Xbox Live Arcade as well.
Right.
And it wasn't nearly as popular as it is on the Xbox 360 for a number of reasons. There are quite a few hoops, if you will, that you had to jump through in order to get the games onto your Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Those hoops have now been entirely eliminated. So it's pretty much a frictionless distribution of the game.
Right.
If you buy your Xbox 360, it's broadband capable, plug it in, and you can immediately hook up to Xbox Live and be able to download the games right onto your box. So it's been in tremendous growth for our team. And what we've seen as far as like changes and challenges is it's gone from trying to find those developers that wanted to make some games for Xbox Live, trying to convince them that, you know, this is a great opportunity for you and it's a great way to get your product out to the console game players. It's gone from that on the Xbox, the original Xbox, to a situation now where it's so popular that we have so many developers and publishers that want to work with us that it's hard to keep up with all of the game concepts that were that are being submitted to us
through XNA and all
that stuff. And XNA is going to even be another challenge. So, but it's really exciting, and obviously that's a good problem to have.
Right. Yeah. As far as more challenges coming in the future, I know about Xbox Live Arcade Wednesdays, where every Wednesday is supposed to be a new game. What are the challenges you see with that, with keeping up that constant stream of content? Because, I mean, there can only be so many games that come out in a period of time, so...
Sure, yeah. Well, it has been a challenge up to this point. And there's been a Wednesday or two where we haven't come out with a game. But we've done an awesome job, and all the teams involved have done a really great job pushing to get those games ready and get them out on time for the Wednesday release. And it's been hugely successful, and the community is very excited about it, and every week they look forward to a new game coming out. And now we have so many titles in the pipeline that over time we think that that's going to be, as we scale up, we think that that's going to be an easier goal to achieve.
Right.
Right now we're kind of in that transition period, but I think we're doing a really good job, and I think you can expect to see a title every week just like we promised.
I got you. Okay, that kind of answers question three as well, so I'm just going to skip down. Touch on a little bit about a game that's already been released. Street Fighter 2, there's been a little bit of, I don't want to call it backlash, that's a bit absurd, but it's the best word that comes to mind at the moment.
Sure.
But with the D-pad being a little bit difficult to play a precise fighting game, when can we expect to see an official Microsoft Arcade stick?
Yeah. We've heard a lot of requests for that, so we know that there is definitely demand for that kind of a peripheral device, and so the arcade team is working with the platform team, and we're looking for opportunities to bring peripherals like possibly an arcade stick to market. But right now, we don't have any plans to announce. Nothing is formally ready to announce. I think that as we release more and more games on arcade that are like that, like you said, Street Fighter 2 is a perfect example. We've got Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 that's coming out soon. I think that that hopefully the more we hear from the consumers out there that they want that, then maybe the better chance that we'll be able to come out with something like that.
Right.
So,
also on Street Fighter 2, some things that have been spoken about little bit of the lag, which isn't present everywhere in all the games, but for some reason it's present in Street Fighter, and then people, gamers who kind of drop connection when I start to lose. So my question is, do you have standards in place, or do you have a plan to have standards in place to kind of, QA standards, to kind of say, okay, hey, look, we gotta improve the interface community-wise so that we don't have these type of people who want to preserve their ranking and they drop off, or some more QA effort on the whole lag issue. Like, are there any plans in place? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Street Fighter 2, again, is a really great example. I was just thinking before I answer that question, there is a stick out now. I believe it's the DOA stick. And that's actually a pretty good arcade stick to use, and we've heard some of the people that are playing Street Fighter, some of the hardcore gamers are using that with pretty good results. So, but to your question, yes, we do have standards. We do have a quality assurance process in place, and you know, we're pretty proud of the quality of the games that we put out. You know, because you're working in a multiplayer over live environment, you are susceptible to, you know, that kind of, you know, those kind of problems. So what we try to do is we try to build in features into the game so that you can see other people's ping rate, for example, so that you can matchmake intelligently, you know. And with Street Fighter 2, we actually did a title update to address some of the exploit problems. So, for example, the situation that you were talking about where if you started to lose, you could just disconnect.
Right.
Previously, when you did that, the player who still remained or that was still attached would get the win, or sometimes both players would get awarded the win. And so what we did was we did a title update to fix that. And now, if you disconnect, the player who's still connected will get the win.
Right.
So that way, it addresses the exploit,
right.
And you know, you want to stay connected and try to finish your battle. Yeah. So we're very aware of that, you know, we do everything we can to catch flaws out the door. That's our goal, is to have a pristine product. But inevitably, you know, some problems crop up, and then we investigate them, review them, and because again, it's digitally distributed, we have the ability to do title updates to games to fix problems that really need it.
So how does that work? Like, for example, in this case, you went back to Sensory Sweep and you said, hey, look, guys, we've kind of been asking for this, or do you have kind of a crack team of Microsoft people who go in and alter it? Or
yeah, well, we monitor the communities on the Microsoft side, on the Xbox Live Arcade team side. So when we release a product, we stay tuned to community forums like they are up on Xbox.com,
mm-hmm.
Other forums, you know, on the internet. And then we also listen to our development partners. So in this case, we were working with Capcom,
mm-hmm.
and they were working with the developer Sensory Sweep.
Okay.
And so, when Capcom and we find issues like that, we talk about it, and then we discuss possibility of doing an update. Sometimes it makes sense, you know, like for that sort of a situation where that exploit was, you know, pretty
right.
visible and we wanted to fix it.
Right.
Other times there are really minor issues that might be discovered and it might not make sense to do the update. Yeah.
Understandable. I think you answered number 6 with the question number 1. I was going to ask what the response from independent developers have been, but you answered that. What about the consumers in terms of classics versus original content? What have you found the response to be? Like, do they flock more to the classic stuff, or are they going up to stuff like Cloning Clyde and like new things? Like, what is the kind of balance there? What are you finding they like?
Well, I think balance is a really good word, and it's a perfect descriptor. We found that it's pretty widespread across multiple genres where we've released. So there's definitely a demand for the retro arcade titles, though they're among some of our most successful. But we're also seeing, you know, a lot of demand for some of the more casual games, like Uno, for example, is one of our most popular games. And then again, some of the indie titles that we've come out with already, such as Cloning Clyde, have proved to be very popular, or Marble Blast Ultra. And here at the show, we're showing a couple additional titles that we think are going to be very popular. We've got Street Trace coming out, and that's from an independent studio. We've also got Assault Heroes, that was developed by an independent studio, is now being published by Vivendi. In addition to that, we've got Heavy Weapon coming out, which was developed by PopCap. And we think that all three of those are really raising the bar in terms of quality and visual graphic fidelity. And so we think that you know, you're going to continue to see this widespread of multiple genres coming out on arcade, not aimed at a single one.
Right.
I think over the last year, initially, maybe we saw some, we saw heavier appeal to some of the retro titles because I think, you know, the early adopters of the system were more hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
But as more and more systems are put out, and as arcade helps to sort of broaden the demographic base for Xbox 360 in general, you'll, you know, I think that we're seeing a more even distribution.
Okay. I guess falling on that, so far, in terms of a single title, I know that when Street Fighter 2 came out, like, everybody ran towards it. Today, what is the kind of, what's sitting at the top right there? Like, what's got the most downloads or the most playtime or whatever?
Well, sometimes there's a blog, the Major Nelson blog. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times he'll post the activity, the Xbox Live activity up there, and some of the most popular titles I believe that have come out that he's reported is Texas Hold'em is extremely popular. Street Fighter 2 is another one that's been extremely popular, and then Uno. So those are probably some of the most active games that are downloaded and played consistently. If you're talking about games that are coming out, I think there's a huge demand for Luminous Live, which I think you're going to see real soon.
Which I'm probably going to download.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's one of my favorite games, and it's just a super high-quality title from Q Entertainment. And we really think that they've taken Luminous to the next level with the way that they're treating Luminous Live for arcade. And I tell you what, if the lines are any indication here at Digital Life, UMK3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, is going to be a huge success. It just seems to draw a big line consistently every day. So so I think some of those are eagerly awaited.
Right. Three this year, Nintendo is saying, oh, we've got Sega Genesis games coming, we've got TurboGrafx games coming. I was at the GameTap booth yesterday, they had Neo Geo games and Genesis games as well. The path that you're following with Xbox Live Arcade, do you see the platform mainly sticking with arcade retro stuff and independent titles, or might you strike a deal with Sega or someone like that with kind of a defunct console now to kind of bring those titles back? Like, are you looking in that direction, or are you going to stay focused on the retro arcade stuff?
Well, I think, again, I think we're hitting a pretty wide spectrum of titles, not just the retro arcade titles, and so you know, we're definitely embracing the indie studios because we think there's a lot of innovation there. And they're coming up with great titles, unique titles that fit arcade. But we're also working with, like you said, we are working with the top developers and publishers. We're working with Konami, Capcom, you know, we're working with SNK, we're working with Sega, we're working with all of the top publishers who have this rich catalog of titles from and heritage that that we can draw from and bring back to gamers who maybe haven't had exposure to them. So we're definitely continuing to work with the major publishers in addition to the indie studios to provide a wide spectrum of titles, not focused on a particular one. The idea, of course, with Xbox Live Arcade is to keep the games accessible, you know, the casual games for the console. That's really what we're all about. And so it's not necessarily just retro coin-op arcade titles. It's any title that is easy to pick up and learn. You can jump right in, jump out. You can spend a few minutes, or you can spend a long time trying to master it. You know, we think Luminous Live is a great example of pretty much a AAA title that we're going to be able to launch as part of our platform on Xbox Live Arcade.
Now, following that, something that a couple of people have been curious about, things like, now that you guys are going Rare, for example, what kind of what kind of hoops would you have to jump through, or is it even possible to offer, say, and I know you guys are coming out with Banjo-Kazooie, a new version, but say someone wanted the old N64 version, or Jet Force Gemini, or something else that Rare did for this N64, but is Rare property. What would happen there if you guys wanted to bring it out? Would it even be possible?
It's really hard to tell. You know, every game, especially games that have been previously released, you have to determine, you know, who owns the original IP, who owns the rights to license that IP and distribute those titles in the various territories. And so, you know, obviously Rare is a great example of a studio that we have access to. I think that we're always talking with all of the studios, both internal that Microsoft owns as well as external, about ideas for games, whether they're new ideas or whether they're old titles. Mm. So that's definitely on the table in terms of discussion. We haven't announced any particular titles at this time, but we've heard that same comment from the community, and we're definitely on top of that.
Last question, I think you probably answered it throughout this, but maybe I can squeeze something out of you.
Sure.
Is there anything that we haven't seen on the floor today or that hasn't been announced yet, like to major websites, that might be coming down the pipeline? Any new exciting titles that?
Not that we're announcing today. Yeah. Okay. Rest assured. Like I said before, we're working with literally hundreds of developers, long term, we're going to try to keep up with our. With our goal of bringing out a game every Arcade Wednesday. So we're not announcing any additional titles, but they're definitely in our production pipeline. So
that's going to be a All right, that's about it.